Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. I want to say thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you very much for your kind words, sir. Always humbled, always challenged, you know, to love the Father even far much more and to serve Him even far much more. And all this we learn also from you. May the Father graciously keep you and strengthen you in this time. And I know the weather there, may He take care of you and keep you warm still. All right, we will be talking to Pastor Makam, and also we will be touching base with the Apostle Phumlamfene, and you know, it's Thursday Live. This is how it goes, man.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Pila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit Jigelele. Let me welcome our guests, man. We are talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene, and she's on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, and greetings to you, Murute, and to our one and only special honorable Muruti Makamu, and our also very special honorable blessed listeners out there. It's good to be here back again on Thursday.
I trust you're well, though.
No, we're well, by God's grace, thank God.
I'm happy. We also have Muruti Makamu, also. Muruti Makamu, greetings to you.
Ngiyabingelela egameni elihle lenkosi yami uJesu Kristu wa Nazareth, wafa wavuka ngalesithathu.
Usaphila God.
Also ngiyaphila mfundisi wami.
Okay.
Uyenza ukuthi nangibe nepride, uthi honorable.
Ubani uthe honorable?
Umpastor uthi honorable. Awukhosana.
Usho wena.
Hayi.
Usho mina. Usho ukuthi akangazi ukuthi angilideserve ke lelo.
Kusho wena. Uma ungayideserve Makamu, ayikho into esingayisho. Uma bethi honorable kuwe, angithi akusho wena. Kusho umpostoli. You know, there's something that we really don't see about apostles. This one apostle, I know deep.
Yeah.
And she doesn't play. And she doesn't mince her words. And when she says something, you must take it seriously. It means there is some honor that is coming to you, Makamu. There are things, let me just put it in prophetically. There are things in your life, ebezikwehlisa, ebezenza ukuthi ubukelwe phansi. And tonight, uNkulunkulu is flipping the script.
He's
changing everything. Nibo sifundisa ukulalela abapostoli Makamu.
Umfundisi wami, hayi, ungenza sengikhiphe inyembezi ke manje.
Zikhiphe.
Impela,
umfundisi. You know, let me tell you. Inhliziyo yami beyibuhlungu, you know, that I couldn't collect you on Saturday, on the Sabbath. I couldn't collect you ukuthi sambe sonke sefere nahing, because the bus was full already. I was late and those people were sending me messages kanti uyafika and all that. And I had a problem also. One of my boys, engimthandayo, has committed suicide. So it was just bad, you know. It was just bad. But I want to tell you, mfundisi, lente ikhulunywa lo mpostoli.
Yeah.
Ungayibukeli phansi.
Amen.
Mfundisi, angiyamukeli ngefaith, ngiyayamukela impela ngefaith.
Nagoga.
Nagoga.
Mpostoli wami ngiyamukela nalapho kongathi kune doubt khona.
Yeah.
Help me ukuthi ngingasabi ne doubt.
Yeah.
In Jesus name.
Yeah. Unga neglect is prophet esibekwa kuwe. Ngaba pastor
baba.
Eish.
Amen.
Hi marabo
maga. I receive.
Amen.
I receive.
Yazi le nsizwa
yini? Baba ngabe ubaba ngabe uthi. Wothi baba manje.
Phela njengoba ukhuluma wena umfundisi wami nompastor. Uzongibona ngizobuye ngizofakaza khona la phakathi nje ungasukudala.
Yazi ngifuna ukuthi ufakaze kanjani. Benginomunye umngane wami bengithanda ukumrecorder sometime ago ku Gospel Gold. Bengithanda ukumrecorder kakhulu. And this is one of the songs ese ngam recorder ngayo futhi laphayana eshowini. Lalelake, lalela. Just for you, Makam. Just for you. Nilalele abapostoli. Hey, my daughter.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You should tell yourself why I'm keeping Uphumla all along by my side. It's because of the things uNkulunkulu azikhulumayo ngaye. Phezu kwakho Makamo. Nakho ke. I was just playing that song for you, my friend. Sethanda kakhulu, and uNkulunkulu has just said something powerful. We need to be awakened so that we can see deeply into the things that the Father is saying ngathi. So that we don't neglect this prophetess cool as Pesguet. With this prophetess cool, Pesgua come for it. Oh, and a layo in 7 years we lack. Pesgua come, Fanagit, Makamu.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Angit Pelangim Talaguna, Pelangit Nangim Yaga, the same team, Fanagit, Mangitim, Fanagit, Angishugutum, Nanaguna, Mitum, Panawas, and M. Zingababa, Uyahua Elohim, my coach. Yeah. Sivulele speaker, man. And I know you have been feeling down, Makam. You have been feeling down this week, and I know that there are some challenges upon your life. I know the Father is saying this thing, and usebenzise uphumla the apostle to say it. Mina ngiyafakaza nje kuloko kushoko. Ukuthi he is flipping the script. You know what it means to flip the script? He's turning the script upside down.
Amen. I believe it also.
Khona lo mabharla wamfethe bazothi bebakubhekile balokuthi loyi flop bazabe beza kuwe. Baloku banamasonto amakhulu bahlala emasofeni bazabe beza kuwe la but akusebenzeki.
Come on.
Yeah.
Ani Steve kuri kwendlakala yini? Hozi uzosisa Makamo.
Come on.
Uthathe le van yakho leyana eplug kwa ama business akhe maceleni lapha yana. Uye.
In Jesus' name.
Mfundisi wami ngiyamkela.
Hallelujah.
Ngibonge prophet zonke ngiyazamkela nalapho kungathi kune doubt khona.
Ayisekho.
Ngicela uNkulunkulu bangisize.
Ayisekho.
Ngiyabonga.
Ayisekho doubt. Ayisekho. Nayo indaba.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, man. Thursday Live. It has its own ways of starting, unlike the other evening shows that we have. This one has its own peculiar way. You know, we never plan as to how it is going to start. Upumla unosu. Out of the blue. Upumla waishaya wati tako blue.
What?
Yabon. So yeah, man. You know, like I'm saying, listen to lezibeze nzakala, izinto ezinyahlangani, kokunye kune challenge, kokunye kunokwesaba. Ngapha abantwana they need this and this and this. Sometimes, you know, sometimes nokubheka ukudla uthi Maria as I can, yazi kube nginemali lokho bokuzobanqona, ipaloni bezobanqona, icheese bezobanqona, inini. UNkulunkulu is flipping the script. Now, kings will come and bring their children to you so that you should teach them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyway, tonight we are talking about the neglect of duty. And much of the times we find ourselves really neglecting our spiritual duties. What is the implications of the spiritual neglects or neglect that we see amongst ourselves? One of the things that we see which we neglect to do is basically to take the Father very seriously about us. And I'm going to use Umfundisi Makam because he's my brother and friend. He responds to Apostle Phumla and he says, mina ngiyini ukuzobizwa ngale ndlela lena na. Moses, and it's because he is humble. When this one logo, it's because he's humble. But also there is a bit of oversight in that ekushoni njalo akabhekanga ukujula kwendaba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini. And then the Father uses you or me to say, hey, Makam, kahle kahle uNkulunkulu uthi kanje. And then umpostoli uthi, amen, hallelujah, at the top of her voice over the phone. And says ukuthi umoya kaNkulunkulu who is confirming that, which Makamu is not seeing. That is what I call spiritual neglect. It's not because abantu they are wicked or what, but at times I think we see ourselves as undeserving, which is a powerful sign of humility, but it also casts a doubt because on three occasions he says nanoma kune doubt yokuthi ayingifaneli lento le, uyayibona ne, it still shows an element that neglects the glory of the Father. Le uNkulunkulu afuna ukuyenza ngale mpilo okungasiye yakhe uMakamu.
Yeah.
Okuyimpilo kaNkulunkulu. And then yena is just moving in the grace kaNkulunkulu ukubonakalisa lo msebenzi omkhulu uNkulunkulu awushoyo namhlanje emsakazweni. And this thing is not only happening to him, it's happening to most of us, if not all. And I include myself. And then, I don't know, but it looks like we have been acclimatized by our traditional churches. Now, I'm going to qualify this a bit. Please, bear with me. In our traditional churches, we used to say, Haki sepe pili ha ha umrena. Haki lito pili ha ha umrena. Siini tina pamguako. Jehovah. We used to say that. But we don't realize that we were planting a seed of obliviousness over the things that the Father is saying. Now, the Father says, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. There is coming a time when he says he will do a great thing in our lives. I think it's in Habakkuk, ne? A great thing in our lives that even when we were told about it, it will be difficult for us to believe it.
Amen. My favorite scripture.
Yes, it will be difficult for us to believe it. Lente inkulu kangaka. During COVID times, I was able to do shows with the Apostle Phumla during the COVID times. And the Father was speaking things that were going to happen from 2023, 2024, 2025. And he was speaking them, and these things were far-fetched. And he was saying, look, I wanted to go and talk to kings. I will set you up to go and talk to leaders. I'll set you up to go and talk around the countries. I mean, who is going around in Russia? Who was in Dubai? Who was, you know, all these things that the father had said, they are coming to pass.
Sure.
It is the exact same father who is saying these things. Now, kumakamo. And these things will come to pass. Now,
yeah.
The issue with us, Uguti, we still have those threads of the traditional religion that we had.
Yeah.
That he will not use a person like me, a street kid like me. You know, let me tell you one time. I was working at the SABC. Pumla would remember very well the apostle. He would remember. She would remember very well. Now, I used to work with a guy called Sipoka Lane. And then we became so tight, you know. And then I visited his family in Guatemala. No, I visited later on. He said to me, look, man, I need to visit Attridgeville. He says to me, I want to visit your home in Attridgeville.
Yeah.
And I was afraid of telling him that I didn't have a home.
Sure.
People always found me, Komruti Dolo. Even Pumla, this Pumla, she doesn't know her. Kobo Rey, Ko Attridgeville, Mbuze, Maka, Mbuze, Akpendule, Mbuze, Akpendule. You know, and then Usipo comes back, and the other time he's making a report, he says, no, man, I went to Ray in Attridgeville. We stayed for 3 nights. But we were never at his home.
He said,
Yeah, because Dallas was our boss at the SABC.
By the way.
Yes. So, Gugupi. Umfethu Vusi, Uvusi would tell you, there was always this thing you would think, Mahambe Hlala.
See how tables turn.
And when the father flips this, the script, it's amazing. Father, I want to domesticate homes. If I had no home, let me not just have one. Yangiza makam. If he says he's flipping, because we ignore the things that the father is saying because of Ugu's Bugela Pass. It's not even humility. We are actually, look, man. We are doing like Peter. The Elohim says to Peter, Peter, wake up, eat. Upethu zenza sengathi ubeka phethe incwadi yemenu athi no angeke ngili there's so many. But what the Elohim has graced, you cannot call accursed. He was just supposed to wake up and eat. But because of a neglect of the intentions, the purpose of the father, the neglect of a revelation behind the words of the father in their lives. It's amazing. You know, Seza Kula Nabosipo, San Saba Tala, Saba Nemizi, if he was here with us, he would tell you, Anamanja Ngwaz Gabore. Ya, Gwake, Mar Gabore. We grew up in the streets. Anyway, we are talking about the neglect. We are talking about the neglect. And it is a neglect of ministry. It is a neglect of the ministry upon our lives. Yeah. It is a neglect of the call of the Father with regards to what we need to do. It can also be a neglect with regards to the commandments of the Father. And I will show you this as we go on. Job chapter 22. I will go to verse 16. I need to understand it a bit. Job chapter 22, verse 7, it says, "You have not given the weary water to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry." The neglect of duty, it is when we don't give the weary water to drink, and when we withhold the bread from the hungry. Let me explain this. Who is the bread of life? Yahusha HaMashiach. This bread is the word. We have withheld speaking the word to the people. And the Father is doing this miracle with us tonight. That we be careful of the things that he is saying through us. And that these things should go on as bread. So what the apostle said to Umfundisi Makamu became bread indeed. He says, "If not given the weary water to drink." And these are the duties of the church or the body of the HaMashiach. These are the duties to make sure that the people do not thirst. That they drink from the water that the HaMashiach, the Messiah, is giving. He says, "For the water that I give, neither shall you thirst, for in your belly shall come forth springs of life." He says to that woman at the well, he says to that Samaritan woman, he says that to her. And we have that water. We basically sing about it, but we never give it to the weary. Oh, puzayo, lawa manzi. Oh, agiti la manzi. Overflowing and overflowing and overflowing, but we don't give to the weary.
Yeah.
We have the bread of life, we don't give to the hungry. People are hungry. We are concerned with our spiritual sons and daughters who are mocking us left, right, and center.
Mm.
You know. And in Psalms 109:16, because he did not remember to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and the needy man, that he might even slay the broken heart. The aspect also is that we should remember the mercy of the Father. And how do I remember the mercy of the Father? Because the Father has been merciful to me, Apostle Phumla. I don't know how many times I can tell you of the wrong things in my life where I have seen the mercy of the Father.
Come on now.
I don't know about other people, Makam. I'm not sitting here as a robot, you know. There are things that happened in my life which are wrong. You understand? And things that I'm not even afraid to tell my kid, you know. And I would say to my kid, you know, by the time I was 24, I was twice worse compared to your complaint. But the Father was able to see me through.
Yes.
And sometimes I think we basically are not talking about this, because this is the word of our testimony. And it being the word of our testimony, the devil knows that he becomes defeated by this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the blood.
Come on.
You know, and so when we speak of the mercy of the Father, we speak of it by showing as many people as we can mercy. I mean, what kind of a believer am I if I'm not merciful to my own sister, my own brother, that I don't talk to, who are in the same family with me? Go on, in the family, they throw each other with living snakes, man. But when you look at them, you see, hey, these are all believers. No one wants to show mercy to the other. Yet the Father has been merciful by forgiving us our sins. Yeah, we are born again. Sometimes, Makam, I tell people what happened in the streets or the things that were happening in the streets and some of the people who died, you know?
Yeah.
And they sit and they go like, Ray, were you there?
Mm.
Anyway, after this, we take it over to our guests to speak with regards to this. The neglect of duty on our part, the neglect of ministry, the neglect of services, the neglect of testifying, the neglect of works.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Apostle, let me start with you. You really did me good tonight. You did me good.
Wow.
And the very aspect of a neglect of duty, there's so much on our part. What say you? What comes to mind?
Yeah, no. I'm just thinking even about the word of exhortation. Remember in the book of Corinthians, when Paul was outlining the whole set of setup of worship, he mentioned that one should have a song, another, you know, a word of encouragement, and that's where the whole issue of speaking a word of encouragement and exhortation, a prophetic comes in and he says to another, God will give a word, maybe from the scripture. You know, like in the book of it, it's clearly outlined nicely there. It's set up, yeah, worship. And unfortunately, because a lot of things have crept in our midst, that are not necessarily the order, you know, that we're supposed to follow. So because we're not following the right order, we somehow, without realizing that there are certain spiritual duties that we neglect.
Sure.
And we will have people in our midst that all that they need at that very moment is just a word of exhortation. So when God gives you that and you neglect it, your negligence is causing somebody to continue to live in dependence, in discouragement, in despair. So the third part about spiritual negligence is that it affects a lot of people. And it affects the church. You know, it affects the body of Christ. Somebody might think, oh, no, this is minor. You know, they were saying there was this old woman in this particular church. And then they'll just see. Never no bona fela motho mo golo fela o tla ba atlile before everybody. And before ata wa rapela koko ona. So rapela se di sorza me pila rapela family moruti o rapela, you know, she was just devoted to prayer. She was coronally devoted. So, and devotion is very key in whatever duty, spiritual duty that God has given us. So even after the service, she will always insist to be the last one, or salam. So how about amayile utola pelo lebaka mudimu? Yes, abo. So now abakula this old woman. So obviously the responsibility ya hai in na ingile bona basatsebe. It was somehow affected by her not being there. Remember yena when aba present and then atwele pele ka spiritual duty, and I believe it was God that mandated her to do so. And she carried that very faithfully, and to understand that the church lay a cooler, you know, they were warfare, and everybody was giving them victory because of her prayers. So, because that is also neglected, because, you know, so that's space. You see, that's the thing. And I want somebody to get it tonight that, you know, as you neglect it, I want you to understand that somebody is not filling up your post. So that post or that space, if a vacant, so what you are supposed to do when it's not done, it affects the whole setup of the body of Christ. It affects the setup of even your local church, even in your home, you know, when you neglect. Fathers are supposed to be priests of their homes. So we see in this 21st century, you know, some of them are neglecting that role, and we see what's happening in homes, and as a result, that which it then spills over to the community. We see the community it's a sad state of affairs. But back to the issue of this old woman, where can I say thing now? But they didn't really, it took them time to realize the man. And after somebody, about the conversation, this is what I've been doing. You know, so, but as I'm saying, listen, unfortunately, my owner, the duty is high, would neglect it, not because of an early choice, but because there was a situation that was beyond them. We have a tendency in the church where people take offense. And when they're offended, because probably they've been reprimanded or probably somehow they were given advice in what they're doing as to what they should do to do better, then when they get offended, then they allow themselves to withdraw also their spiritual duties that they were busy engaging with, body neglect, because bangala, you get what I mean? And you, and unfortunately, hoetsa jalo ongala. Impacta malapa amangata, impacta batho. Kore, that's what I'm saying. I pray that somebody can get this as ke thalosa ka moya wa Modimo hore ka nnete we're doing so much harm when we neglect our spiritual. It can be even, you know, a simple thing. Ya go ba an usher, ube ko menyako and usher people to their seat. That's very key. It means so much to other people.
Yeah.
There are people who come to church and they look forward to just see. Maybe when you do it, there's a smile that ministers to some. You know, this is a Samu Dimu baby, this is a Samu Dimu perhaps.
Yes, yes.
Just your being there, somebody, what a testimony, you go open and one more. You are risen enough for them to get up and keep going. But when we neglect that because somehow somebody who got this it and then next time you go Asha, even got this it at Kohela. You know, hence kere moruti re khawata batho ba bangata re khawata maphelo a bangata Modimo a re thuse re bule matharona gore ka nnete when we neglect our spiritual duties we are causing so much harm, so much damage, and also khoba le dilo that gets slowed down go di kerekeng because wena bona now you have decided you're going to be the weakest link. I guess the link becomes stronger when all of us participate and we get engaged,
yes,
in our spiritual duties. So the link is stronger. But when are you weaken it, the moment you neglect that your duty. Holy faithful to it. Holy little, because the Bible says in the body of Christ, there are many members. And all of us, we are responsible. We are mandated. We have an assignment. We have a duty, you know, for one another and also for the church. And if Nike Filokor, no, I'm just a nail, and somehow, sometimes it's like these people don't even recall. You know, there are people who withdraw their spiritual duty simply because they feel that they're not recognized.
Yes.
But you don't realize that somebody's recognized and somebody's getting help.
Yeah.
Just by you being there, somebody's being ministered unto. I can never forget. Back in the days, University of Zululand. You know, one lady came to me, the kind of person you are and your commitment to the chapel. I don't know chapel. Anyway, so can this person? I was like, later, the narrator, gave Barry dead after some time. The sister, Arbaile Khai, I want to give my life to the Lord.
Hmm.
And the Hatalosa reason, nobody, I want to go to all my ministers, I want to go to everything. Mara, just my being committed to my duty of going to chapel, receiving a rapture, and reading intercessor. Even somebody who was watching was ministered unto, who Pelobahai took a turn. And in a nutshell, what am I saying as we start, Muruti? As people neglect their spiritual duty, they are causing so much harm and so much damage. And also, baetsa gore link ya rona e be weak, and the enemy will seize that opportunity and attack when it's not even necessary.
Sure, I hear you.
Mm. Be faithful, whether you are being acknowledged, whether you are recognized, whether they will undermine you. You know, people will come and undermine what you are doing and belittle it. But if God has placed you there, if God has given you a duty, please execute it and be faithful in doing it. It is not for you only. It's for the sake of others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What are some of the duties that you think we as believers are neglecting? I know there is a big tendency now of neglecting the outreach ministries. You know, they used to call them open air. People are neglecting that. They're replacing that with concerts. I know good concerts, man. I saw this other one here in Silverton. That was a good one, with the salvation of many people. I mean, it was good to see Colin, my brother and friend, really running that quite well. But I've also seen many where it's just festivals. And it's very rare now that you see people doing what they used to call open air. We call them outreach ministries. And I think we are neglecting that because we are wearing sunglasses that are supposed to be showing us that the harvest is ripe, but they are showing us that the harvest is not yet there. Anyway, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
Now, I'm looking at Proverbs 21:13. Whosoever or whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. To a great extent, I think we have shut our ears to the cry of the poor. And I think there's a notion for us to do these things on that special day. Is it on September? They call it Mandela Day. Then you'd see us with the tin stuff. But actually, that is just a facade. It's just a facade. It's a once-off. What about the next day? What about the next Saturday? What about the next Tuesday?
What about the entire year?
What about the entire year? The entire month? The entire week?
Come on.
It says, Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. Proverbs 21:13, you can look into that. Ezekiel 34 verses 4 says, the weak you have not strengthened.
Yeah.
Nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away.
Yes, yeah.
Nor sought what was lost, but with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So we neglect the sick these days. If I have that ministry or the ministry of healing, then you need to put in 25,000 rands ahead on my account before I come, and you must get the right. What did they get? I went to this. When I was running, I passed this car hire place. Most of the time the cars, And they were giving this Mercedes-Benz, or this guy was returning the Mercedes-Benz, but they were checking it and checking it with respect. And so you'd find that these guys would say, now, for me to come over there, you must also curry me with the top brand German car.
Oh, no.
Make sure that in you book me a hotel, it must be exclusive, presidential suit, and also... you need to make sure that something cold is in the fridge. You know what I mean? You know what I mean when I say something cold is in the fridge.
Hey. Yeah.
And get me someone who will massage me before I go on stage. Hey, banna. Because you have a healing ministry now. They have to pay you to all those things. You don't see that.
In comfort.
Yeah, yeah. You don't see that you are no longer bounding up the brokenhearted. You are no longer bringing back those who have been driven away. So there's no ministry of restoration and restitution. You don't operate in the ministry of reconciliation anymore, because you can't bring back those who have been driven away. People have been driven away by anger, by disappointments, by their own sins, by calamity, by unfortunate circumstances, by anger, and all those things. But you can't bring them back because you need bottled water in your fridge. Now... it's quite sad, and we shut our ears to the cry of the poor. Makam, what comes to mind, my friend?
In the neglecting and bangukala kuma apostles.
Yeah.
Ukwazi lokumvulelendlela ukuze ngikwazi ukuhamba kahle.
Hallelujah.
According to the way that the Bible says, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles.
Hallelujah.
So, Sibonga Leo Apostle, they are still there. Neglecting our spiritual duties can lead to a decline in one's relationship with God. And a sense of emptiness, if Allah say back home, and the weakenings. One's faith. Once umunt anegleta lento lelap, loku nkulunkulu amnikeze khona. Then ke akarazizwa ukuthi na no kongathi sengiba empty. And kufana ni lento lela ngingayikholelwa kakhulu kuyo mfundisi wami. Long distance relationship. Yokutina mina nzusuka la ngithi ngithandana nomuntu usemaphuthu mina ngela. Angikholelwa kakhulu ke leyo. Because when you are in relationship with somebody, the tendency is to be close to that person, ukuthi watch everything around. So neglecting, I think ukutina kube a long distance. Neglecting u neglecta into unayo la eduze then ke ungayinakekeli kungakho laphana ku First Timothy chapter 4 verse 14 angazi ukuthi umtholile umfundisi wami ngiyazi ukuthi uyashesha
Isaiah
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 14 uthi do not neglect your gift which was given you through prophecy when the board of elders laid their hands on you so there are times when God gives us gifts and the lama gift lawa singakwazi kuwanakekela the moment singakwazi ukuwanakekela leyo gift le lapho we are neglecting lokhu uNkulunkulu asinikeze khona and while we are neglecting siqala sifila a sense of emptiness and irelationship iqala kungathi se ayisekho mnandi and the moment irelationship ingekho mnandi yilidela ukuthi na sekumele uzama ukuthi na uzibuyisa ngenye indlela that is the reason uthola ukuthi na ngoba you neglected irelationship yakho noNkulunkulu kumele manje uyozama amandla somewhere ukuthi na uzoprofeta ngawo if you are a prophet if you are a prophet kumele uyozama amandla somewhere ukuzothandazela abantu ngawo uma ngaba umuntu uthandazela abantu kumele uyozama amandla somewhere if you are a preacher ukuthi uzopreacha ngawo la ebandleni ikumele uyozama amandla somewhere ukuthi na if uNkulunkulu kunikeze a gift you operate ama miracles ukuthi uzo operate ngawo la uzowathola somewhere you understand because you are neglecting your relationship yakho noNkulunkulu so uthi Apostle Paul do not neglect your gift you can have a gift but ungayinakekeli leyo gift lelapho I gift yifuna kunarishwa and awinarish noma kuphi uyinarisha ngokuhlala kuye uNkulunkulu Kuba whenever ungasahlali kuye ku friendship yakho noNkulunkulu iqala sengasekho mnandi and awukwazi ukuoperate besides i friendship yakho noNkulunkulu laphana ku Galatians chapter 6 angazi ukuthi uyathola mfundisi Galatians chapter 6
ishayi
uverse 8 It is those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will have a decay and a death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will have a everlasting life from the Spirit. There is a possibility ukuthi na uma uhlele kuNkulunkulu unegleta I gift leNkulunkulu akunikeze yona. Anke ngutshela ngami mfundisi wami. Mina nkinga neglecta umsebenzi uNkulunkulu anikeze wona. I found myself ngidla edustbin eBruma. I'm funny nje ukukhohlisa mfundisi wami. I found myself ngidla khumbula ukuthi edustbin laphana eBruma laphana. Kunabantu abachamayo kuma plastic bathela ku dustbin.
Ngiyazi iBruma
le. Akathi ku dustbin. Yebo phakathi kwe dustbin umfundisi wami kuna ne lento lele ibungu ezingenayo but because I neglected umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu anikeze wona I found myself there kuna abantu abalahlela amapampasi phakathi kwe dustbin
yeah nama condom
injalo nje umfundisi ngidlile uyayibona leyo nto le lapho So, uNkulunkulu akafuni uma sine great umsebenzi uNkulunkulu asinikeza wona. uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi when he gives you umsebenzi uthile, uthathe ngendlela akunikeze wona, ungamana lapho ubona khona ukuthi na awuboni kahle ume, umbuze ukuthi konje lapho thena ngiqala ngaluphunya u left or ngiqala ngo right. Umane ume. Uma ngaba usaboni kahle ukuthi na maybe sewulahlekele ukuthi ndikongathi la ngisaboni ukuthi kumele ngiphakamisa lephi nyawo ubuze ukuthi konje babo uthe ngiphakamisa lophi nyawo then neglecting uzenzela ngokwentando yakho uNkulunkulu udinga abantu abazomlalela not abantu abazolalela amaphimbo yabanye abantu uNkulunkulu udinga abantu abazohamba naye in a close fellowship not abantu abazo namathela ebantwini Daniel.
Come on.
So uNkulunkulu akayifuni le nto lapho. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25 lapana from verse 14. Kuni kunomfanekiso uJesu akhuluma ngawo laphana wama talent anikeza abantu abathile. Laba talent the Bible says ukuthi na uma aqeda kubanikeza umunye umnikeza 5 umunye umnikeza 4 umunye umnikeza 1. Bonke laba labayahamba bayo producer but there is this man uneglect umsebenzi athatha le talent ayoyigubhela.
Yeah.
Uverse 18. Uma sekumele kube ne-accountability because whatever we do, any assignment sinikezwayo, kuna-accountability. Akusiyona i-government ANC le ingena-accountability. Le i-government kaJehova ina-accountability. Whatever a man plant kuzobizwa kuwe. Ukuthi wenzeni ngesikhathi ngikunikeza into enje.
Yeah.
Lalelake. Lapha ku verse 18 uma sebanikela amatalente uthi lo ngithathe italenti yakho ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthi wena uthanda ukuvuna lapho ungatshalanga khona.
Hey.
So ngayithatha ngayo igubhela but wawuyithathelane. If uyazi ukuthi na lo muntu lola uvuna lapho ungatshalanga wawuyithathelane wawuyiselaphi. Well, we are tenayo. When God gives you assignment, he expect you kutina uyisebenze le assignment akunikeze yona.
Yeah.
And then you must do it diligently. The Bible says kutina uma sekufika isikade mthathelene lo.
Eish.
Nimthathele ngoba if uNkulunkulu akaswela abantu ukuthi abasebenzise. Akekho limited kuwe. If God can allow imbongola ukuthi ikhulume azohlulwa azohluleka yini ukuthi navuse isihlahla senze umsebenzi. Azohlulwa yini ukuthi navuse ibhodlela lenze umsebenzi uma wena uhluleka ukwenza umsebenzi. uNkulunkulu akekho limited lapha ku. We actually must feel privileged. Ukutina, lokhu ngikwenzayo, hayi ngokutina, it's my right, it's a privilege. Kunomehluko between a right and a privilege. Kimi mina ukuma la njengoba ngihlele la ngikhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu. Kimi, it's not my right, it's a privilege. Ukutina, ngima ngikhuluma ngayo, it's a privilege. So, instead of ukuthi umuntu ile ukuthi yini privilege ukuthi ngime akayenzi lento lapho uthi njengoba lo muntu lona uhlulekile kwenza umsebenzi mthatheleni nikane lo ona 11 nikane ona 10 that is the reason even in our own businesses even emizini yethu whoever fails ukwenza umsebenzi wakhe uma uhluleka kuba ubaba.
Yeah.
Bazothatha abanye. If umama uhluleka kuba umama, bazothatha abanye bali mugopwa naba.
Hey.
Yeah.
If uhluleka, abesothi batina sileke munaki silepe bayakadimana, bazokadimana kasona because wena uyahluleka.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, because uyahluleka ukusebenzisa lesi silepe naso, uyahluleka. So baso kadimana kasano ko thatha umunye onesilepe onezilepe ze 3 athathe lesakho sona sodwa lesiba ngoba wena uyahluleka ukusebenzisa.
I hear you quite well, thank you so much mfundisi Makhaya.
So uNkulunkulu kongathi angayisiza umfundisi wami ukuthi na singa neglect umsebenzi yethu. Let us be abasebenzi who will diligently sisebenze kungakho uMpostolo Paul lapha ku 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16 uthi be carefully go angathe fundisayo ngoba uma wena akuzokusizakala wena wedwa kusizakala wena nalaba abakulalelayo. Inkosi omfama ibusisi.
Hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I'm chilling with the Apostle Phumla Mfene and also Umfundisi Makamu, and we are talking about the neglect of duties, spiritual neglect of spiritual duties. And in which areas do we see ourselves very neglectful? In which areas that you would point and say, I think we are neglecting these areas, you know? I will keep on reading in the Word to see those areas that we are neglectful at. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. Janice Nguwe, man, I'm trying, but you sent a link. Please tell me what you meant. And Kledwin Dube says, Sakiwe. And Vusmus Nkosi, Mr. Nkosi, my own brother, says, good evening, Fundisi. The opening song, I like it. And look like we'll have a good show as usual. And the teachings, they are really blessing us. The teachings, they really bless us. Asibonge. We give the Father all the glory. Monica Samuel says, I pledge 100 rand. Thank you so much, Monica. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We are talking about the neglect of duty, what this is all about.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.